Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Hey, we're having a pop-up show today. Because a very good actress and a friend of mine had something special she's up to. And I think you're going to like it if you're in the New York area. I want to encourage you to go as well to her opening day. Chat room and tell you who our guest is going to be today. Very well-known comedian and well-liked among her peers. We're going to have the lovely, the talented Henriette Mantel. She's a writer, actress, director, and producer. She's so proud that so many of her friends don't have kids and have lived to write about it. Okay, she's got a new book out. It's called No Kidding, which she edited, and it features the numerous essays, I'm going to call them, of women who chose not to have children, or by way of not having children, just a lifestyle. But it's so diverse. I'm not saying that it's like no kids. It's like people try to have kids, didn't have kids. It's very poignant stories in here. The book is called No Kidding, Women Writers on Bypassing Parenthood. And it's edited by Henriette Mantel. Am I saying it right, Henriette? I hope so. Oh, I see she's calling in there, too. And you might know her. She's directed and written for shows like In the Middle, Midge and Buck, the documentary An Unreasonable Man, and The Beaver Play. She grew up in Vermont before it was so cool to grow up in Vermont. And she lives here in New York City. She's also got a ton of funny videos going with Kevin Meaney. And I really like this woman and wanted to get her on the show as soon as possible. No Kidding is a terrific book. Just read it, and I highly recommend it. Let's see. Let's read you some nice notes from Rosie O'Donnell. No Kidding is funny. I laughed out loud, but I knew with Henriette there'd be more to it than just laughs. And No Kidding essays made me laugh, made me cry, made me want to give my kid back, Terry Garr. Very, very nice accolades indeed. So why don't we bring her up, because I know she's on a very, very busy book schedule because she's got a signing tonight at The Strand in New York City. And for those of you who are fans of The Strand, you'll remember it from numerous Woody Allen films. Okay, it's tonight, Thursday, May 23rd, 7 p.m. sharp, The Strand Bookstore. And the standard policy is you buy a book or a $15 Strand gift card. And why didn't she list the address? Oh, here we go. 828 Broadway between 12th and 13th, 7 p.m. sharp. Go in and say, we're here for Harriet's book because we want it so badly because Nancy Lombardo said to get it. Okay, let's bring her on. Am I saying your name right? Is it Henriette?
Well, it's Henriette. Henriette.
Henriette.
Henry, like King Henry. Ette. I used to have a joke in my act. One of my first jokes I ever wrote was, I never liked my name Henriette, but neither do my sisters, Stevette and Tomette.
Henriette. Yeah, I'm sure they've pronounced it your whole life. Henriette Mantel, now online, Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, I'm a big fan of you from the comedy days.
And, thank you.
Stand-up comedy, always a wry sense of humor. Now, when I was reading your book, the part about you growing up with chickens got me, and I said, did they name her after the chickens?
No, don't tease me about that.
I love the book, Henriette. I love the book, and I
thank
just want
you
to also mention, we've got a list. I have a chat room on this besides. You've got someone all the way over in Amsterdam.
Wow.
The screen name is Cyanide, but his real name is Marco. Hi, Marco. Good morning, and thank you for joining the chat room this morning. He's laughing already, and you haven't done anything funny. And
wow.
Marco, you might also remember her from numerous films, and I had your bio up here. You've just got so many pages to go to. That it's
I know.
And you've been in so many films as well as written for so many films as well. But over in Amsterdam, you might remember her as Alice from the Brady Bunch movies, okay? There you go. That you were great, by the way. You really
thank
got
you
that down. And I also mentioned I love your shorts that you're doing with Kevin Meaney.
Oh, yeah, so, InTheMiddleShow.com.
One
of my favorite things. InTheMiddleShow.com.
You're a very funny actress as well, so it's great. And I'm going to, after the show, also recommend you to a couple other radio shows. But let's talk about book signing tonight. Let's talk about the book, how it got started, and how you decided to put this together.
Well, the book got started mainly because I went with Lou Schneider, a comedian who wrote on Everybody Loves Raymond for 9 years, to a book reading that he was doing, and it was all people reading essays about their kids. And I said, what about the other side of the story? And he goes, well, write it. So I said, okay, I will, darn it. So I did. But, yeah, it's like, you know, and also I was watching the Today Show one morning, and I don't watch it anymore. It was all books about women that had kids and, you know, my toddler, my teenager, my, you know, and I just got so sick of it. I'm like, oh, come on, you guys.
Well,
There's life besides having kids.
I should warn you, in all fairness, I'm the founder of Momedy.
Oh, boy.
Mom comedians. But
I've got nothing against them.
Recommendation. And,
thank you.
I give the book a high recommendation. It's a very good read, and it's the other side of Midnight, as I like to say, in that, yes, and also I do believe motherhood is not for everyone.
That's for sure.
It's not for, and you really have to really want to do it. Nobody should half-heartedly go into it, and I think that's what's so fascinating about your book and the numerous essays by so many well-known comedians. And some of them I knew, and I have to say, I cried when I read Maureen Langdon's one, because I know Maureen, and I did not know that story. And she is a wonderful comedian, fellow friar.
Yeah,
and, But what a wonderful story, and how brave, I have to say, brave of her. As a comedian
and a
radio show host to write what she wrote. And I'm not even going to tell you people. You just got to read it. And who else did I read about? Was it?
I thought Susie Sorrows was funny.
Susie Sorrows was funny, and Sue Kalinske's.
Yeah, Kalinske's was real funny because she tried to get pregnant and she couldn't do it. So then she finally just said, oh, forget it. I'm not meant to have kids.
Well, yeah, and it's not even that people don't. And I have to say, we have guests tuning in. I just Facebooked you all over. Oh, by the way, this show stays archived, so I'll promote it all day long, and people can go back and listen to it.
Thanks.
I have to say, I loved your story. I loved your story.
Oh, thank you.
In the beginning.
Well, I kind of wrote, what? I'm sorry.
No, it's in the beginning of the book, but I loved your story. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. I just wrote it. I kind of wanted to try to write something serious in my lifetime, so I tried to really write something serious, even though I guess it's kind of funny. I guess it's quirky, right? But, I mean, I kind of just laid it out. That's my essay is one of the reasons that I got the book together, too, because a little girl that was a daughter of an ex-boyfriend, she's the one that made me think about, wow, I didn't have kids, right, okay. I mean, I never really thought about it. I just knew I didn't want them, so why think about it, you know? Every time I thought about it, I thought, yeah, whatever, you know. I really just never had that urge that I think so many women get, that like they're focused on having a kid and they can't think of anything else until they have that kid.
No, that a lot of people do, and that but I also liked and I will tell a little bit of your story in there, that you, because you already spilled the beans, but when it's very well written, and when you wrote it, I was thinking about my childhood, and I'll tell you how this relates, and that my mother was married 4 times. So every date was a potential father. So when you were saying that as the outside person coming in, I hate fathers.
Wow.
And as you were saying, the outside person coming in, I was looking at it from the child's point of view. And I go, but I really like that one. Why couldn't he be my father?
Yeah, right. I know. That's interesting. So did you ever get attached to any of them that she didn't last with?
Yes, I did. Actually, the second marriage, he adopted us. He ended up adopting us. And my mother had a child with him, my youngest sister. And I always thought of him as my father figure because he was, she married him. He was my father from when I was 12 to 18. What is that, 6 years?
Wow. Wow, you had like fathers in ships.
Yes, so I had, yes, in shifts. And then I would just get postcards that she was married again. But she dated a lot. So as a child, and I was looking at that child, that you know who your father's dating. It's really weird, too, from that point
yeah.
of view. But
I agree. I mean, I don't know. Did you like it? Your mother didn't tell you about her dates or anything, did she?
We went on the dates. There were three of us. She would take us on the dates
oh
with
my
her.
God.
Yes, and that is why we're all comedians. But back to your book.
Wow.
Back to your book. Just a footnote for me that would make a lovely little movie. Just a footnote.
Fiction or nonfiction?
Oh, I don't know. I just think there's a movie in your short. It's a short story there. But I do think there's
mine.
A movie there.
Oh, good. Thanks. Oh, good. Thank you.
So,
I'll get right on that.
So, book signing tonight, I was telling people about it. The Strand, by the way, if you're in the New York City area, and I posted it already on my Facebook for people to go, because you have so many friends that you forgot that you have, because you've been back and forth, I guess, from L.A. in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I mentioned you have a book, everybody who started in all the stand-ups go, Henriette, yeah. So
aww.
Hopefully you're going to have a big celebrity turnout tonight for people
I
there.
I hope so. It's right. It's like two or three blocks south of Union Square on Broadway
it's
in New York
easy,
City.
Yes.
So it's very
12th.
Accessible to get to.
Yes, it's on 12th, everyone. And I want to remind you, that's the famous bookstore that Woody Allen puts in all of his films.
Right.
He's always at
mm-hmm.
the Strand.
Right.
And this book had a lot of great, I loved how Terry Garr was pretty funny. I want to get back. Oh, Michael Patrick King, Small World.
Right.
I started out in improv with Michael Patrick King.
Oh, I didn't know that. And Sex in the City he did, and now he does,
yes, he does
Two
Sex
Broke
in the
Girls.
City. He gives you a very nice quote. No Kidding is a funny, unique, and sometimes brave collection of essays. Michael Patrick King, very nice. Yes, him, I'll tell you who else, and Dom Irrera.
Oh, God, that's so funny.
It was before the Strictly Improv, the First Amendment days, back. And
what happened to that lady, Barbara Contardi?
She passed away in 2005. I know, nutty lady.
Oh.
But I remember her because she loved you.
Yeah, she was a piece of work.
I'll do my impersonation of Barbara Contardi talking about you. You got to see her. She's really funny. She's cutting edge. You got to watch these kind of comics. They're coming up. Okay, Barbara. I remember I went to see you uptown at some underground near the college place.
Yeah, up on like 100 and Broadway or something, right?
Yeah,
wasn't there a club up there that she had?
It was like underground and there were comedians and I
yeah.
went to see you perform there. Yes, I saw you perform.
Yeah, I remember that.
And, well, yes, because you're not, you have tons. I just found your site here. Film roles, Girls Most Likely, Grown Ups, Sex in the City, I Want Someone to Eat Cheese. Oh, I love that movie.
Well, Girl Most Likely, I think, is coming out in July. It's with Kristen Wiig and I do too. And, what's the one that's married to Warren Beatty? I forget her name.
Annette Bening.
Annette Bening, right. And so that should be funny, I hope.
The Animal, a very Brady sequel, Muse, the Brady Bunch movies. Something looks misspelled there. And then you've been on tons of television shows as well. And this is great that you have in the book signing. Aren't you having another one too?
There's a couple in L.A. There's one in Los Angeles on, June 20th. Oh, boy, I better look it up.
Facebook friend Henriette Mantel. Listeners, Facebook friend her, and I'm sure she'll be posting wherever she's going to be signing books. And you want to go check this book out. And it's not just, do you know Troy Shadow? He just logged in to the chat room.
No.
Troy Shadow. Okay.
Do I? I don't, maybe.
I don't know.
Oh,
all
the
right.
one in Los Angeles is June 22nd at the Cafe Club Faux Dodo. I don't even know where it is, but I'm not going to be there. But, boy, it's got a star-studded list of women. It's got, Vanda Mikulowski and who else? Wendy Liebman, and there's a bunch of them out there, so that'll be fun.
And it was great. Also, I do read every single book that I review. Oh, I'll review
you
later
on Amazon.
Oh, wow,
good for you.
So,
thanks. Yeah, we need the Amazon reviews. Oh, boy.
Oh,
yeah.
But also, it's a nice summer read, or as I call it, those of you taking the bus out to the island read.
yeah, right.
I read it all in one day because I wanted to go to the next story and the next story and the next story. So I was like, what next? And because I knew Nora Dunn's was great, too.
I love Nora Dunn's. Yeah, and Margaret Cho's was funny.
Well, she's always funny. But how did you know?
Yeah, she's always
funny. How did you go about? Did you know everybody, or you just contacted them?
Well, I kind of knew most of them, and then like Margaret Cho and Del Marco, and of course, Amy Stiller, Nancy Shane, Suzanne O'Neill, the ones in New York. But
Nancy Shane, that was a good one too.
Remember her from
the piano? Yes, the pianist and comedian. Yes.
Oh, that's right. She used to play the piano in the comedy clubs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We go way back. When you said, and then you were talking about who was it that played Good Times. I was like, boing. Well, that's a club from the past. Good Times.
Yeah, right. I was kind of after Good Times. I came to New York when you guys were all reeling off of Good Times. And it just closed, I think.
That was the funniest. Connected club formed. Because it was always a case of Rocco coming over. I have a special guest I want you should do something for.
Mike Sweeney always used to imitate him at Good Times. He couldn't stop talking like him. You know, he'd talk like him for days.
It's like, you don't understand. I want you. Oh, no, I just got done performing it. I want you should sing something, Nancy.
You don't understand.
I said,
I
got
America.
It. There wasn't an option in this, right? And the comedy is now,
funny.
Do you still do comedy or primarily acting?
I mostly just either act or write or work on crazy shows. Right now I'm having a stint on What Not to Wear, a TV show that's on that's fun. But I'm doing that for a few weeks, and I mostly just do acting and writing now. So, you know, that's what I do. I just did the web series. I'm trying to sell the web series. Whoops, sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm trying to sell the web series In the Middle. I did six episodes of InTheMiddleShow.com, and I'm trying to sell that. So if anybody wants to buy it, love me.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I got to go. Oh, okay, let me write that down, In the Middle. Hold on. InTheMiddle.com, right?
It's In the Middle Show. No, it's InTheMiddleShow.com, because In the Middle was taken.
.com.
I like it when you go for one of these, and I like it when you go for the name. On the back of the book, in fact, the lovely publisher wrote nokidding.com. So you go to nokidding.com, and it's a Japanese site that I have no idea what it says. It's probably porno. But it's like, so we had to make a website, nokiddingbook.com. But it's like, oh, my gosh, you know, it's crazy that they wrote the wrong website.
The listeners have not. You should post that site more often, and actually post it in or just send it to me. I'll post it if you want. But Comedy Concepts face on Facebook, my radio show group, they'll like that too. And it's so great that you're writing. That's terrific. It doesn't matter what it is. It's just that you're out there. Now you stopped. Did I catch you on that doing stand up? Did you say?
Yeah, I kind of don't do. I hosted a benefit a while ago. I'm hosting the show tonight. But I really don't like staying out late at night.
I'm with you, sister.
I like to go to bed early and get up early.
I am a lazy comedian. I'm like, I want the old age homes, 2 p.m.
Me too. I mean, remember when I used to do some comedy, then go home, take a nap, and go back to the improv for a 2 in the morning.
I don't do that.
Oh.
And it's just too much. And it's not the big bucks people think it is.
No, boy, it's sure not. Yeah.
It's not. It's like, that's not even cab fare. But it's great that you just kept writing and producing all these things. And you have a lot of. Now, tell me about Midge and Buck.
Well, that was a show, actually, I wrote when I was in Los Angeles, and I started I was so depressed at one point after my acting career was on a lull, and so I started writing a conversation between my cats to my friend Nancy Shane, and Michael Patrick King said, let's put this on stage. Nancy actually said to give it to somebody to get on stage, so I put it on stage, and then Mike Reese from The Simpsons saw it, and he said, let's do a... it was on Icebox.com, Midge and Buck, and Icebox were all the Simpsons guys, and they bought it, and we animated it, and it was really fun. But it was basically my cats talking to each other.
You're like
for real.
Jonathan Winters.
Yeah. I couldn't carry on a conversation with myself, so I just let them talk about me. It was easier.
And let's say where they can get the book, Henriette.
You can go to nokiddingbook.com, and there's a lot of links to where you can buy it online, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all those. But then you can also buy it at pretty much any bookstore in New York or around the country. I went in a bookstore the other – somebody said they went in a bookstore in Texas and ordered it because they felt bad they didn't have it. So, I don't know. It's in most bookstores right now, I think, and hope, unless it's sold out,
yes,
which that would be good.
Which is terrific. I used to do a joke about when Nancy Reagan and Patty both had books out, how Nancy Reagan was always in the bookstore putting her book in front of her daughters.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. You really
and
can't resist
a friend
kind
of
putting your book.
Go to the bookstore and put her book in front of the other books.
Yeah, or put it on the new nonfiction hits, or put it on anything. Put it somewhere where people can see it. They tend to hide unless the publisher pays extra money, that they kind of just put your book far away, you know? If the publisher pays extra money, which my publisher didn't for my book, it goes on the new nonfiction. So I took two books and I put them on new nonfiction, and they sold within a day.
Oh, yeah, no.
So I have to go to every bookstore now and do that.
I've actually done that for my friends. I will admit that.
Yeah.
I've gone to bookstores and moved their books.
Yeah, and they sell like crazy when they're on that new nonfiction table.
Well, there you go. You know what? It would be very funny. You should just video you doing that.
Yeah, that's funny. That's a good idea. Right.
That's
promo. A great idea. Yeah.
So where can I find
good
your
idea.
Book? And just have it here and just go, where can I find your book? And you go, right here, and then I'll be sure to just put it down.
Yeah, really. Follow me down to new nonfiction and then go, okay, let's put them here. Let's see how long. And then film somebody coming and buying it right away. Whereas you wait for days to buy somebody when it's up in women's studies or wherever they hide it. Oy, oy, oy. It's all about marketing.
What section are you in? Because it technically could be self-help.
Well, yeah, right. No, I found it at Barnes & Noble in women's studies, but and then I found it another bookstore in New York, and I forget which one it was. It was in biography. So I don't know. Memoirs and biographies and stuff it was in. So I don't know where the heck they're putting it.
It is a real weird kind of place to put it. The book is No Kidding, Women Writers on Bypassing Parenthood. And it's great because it's so many different people.
Yeah, you can have 35 different points of view.
And it's very funny when you ask a comedian to write something, then you don't expect them to be serious about it, and they write it, and it's serious.
A couple of them are really. Debbie Casper, do you remember her from the old days?
Yes, I know Debbie. I love Debbie Casper, and we'd always be on the same auditions, and I'm a brunette, right? And I go, well, I guess they know what they want.
She was, her essay is just really touching, I thought, and very well written. It's lovely.
Yeah.
About her mom and, you know, her decision not that she didn't want kids, but she had to have approval from her own mother. You know, it was interesting. A lot of authors felt like, I think, that their mother needed to say it's okay that you don't have kids.
I definitely saw, while I was reading the book, I definitely felt like, I said, boy, this is really kind of it's supposed to be about not motherhood, but it really is about motherhood.
Yeah, it's about our own mothers and what they thought about us not having children. Because I think women are, you know, in the society, we're supposed to have kids, definitely.
And it is an interesting thing because I think the generation or our generation was the first generation to actually have an option.
Yeah, that's true.
That
I know.
It was the first generation. It's like, nah, I'm not marrying young or having kids.
You know. In America, I think in some countries you better go have a kid.
Oh, well, yeah, it's not a choice option. But I think it was really the first option. And then I'm also, there are so many comedians like myself who only have one. And even if you have one kid, people ask you, only one?
Yeah, do you want to have I like Bonnie Datt's essay when she said she actually worked up a routine when people say, are you going to have children? And she kind of worked up a routine where she would tear up and then they'd leave her alone.
Oh, I forgot that.
And she knew she never wanted kids. but it's like she made up a little dance so that they just leave her alone and not talk about it.
Yeah, it's like you almost have to have like a fallback thing, but it's like the other thing too is that people who did want kids, like Maureen, and such a lovely person. And then I also liked in your book too that it's not even, you know, if you don't have kids, it's just like there's a certain judgmental element there, and it's all really, you know what? There was a book, I don't know if you read it years and years ago, called Backlash.
Oh, yeah, sure, by Susan Faludi, right?
Faludi, yes. And in the book, too, to me, it was like, win or lose, you're always losing as a woman. You decide to have kids, you're being punished. You don't have kids, you're being punished.
Yeah,
It's just everything, is, as I say, all the wars are not a war of men, it's a war against women. Every war, it's a war against women. You've just narrowed down to a war against women.
I agree. It's like, and especially if you don't have kids, what are you worth? And in Hollywood, too, it's like in Hollywood, if you're over 40, you might as well, if you're over 30, you might as well forget it.
Yeah, well, except now you've done very well. So.
Well, I do okay, but I could
and
do better.
And you're only, what, 35? So.
Yeah, I just turned 35, so that's good. Yeah, I'm doing well.
And you've done very well. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. What?
No, I just want to say again where they could get the book and your name all your websites,
okay.
Everything they can find.
Right. And okay, tonight it's at the Strand Bookstore at 12th and Broadway in New York, which is right south of Union Square. And then after that, you can go buy the book. You can go to nokiddingbook.com, where all the information about the book, including the contributors' bios and everything, are there. And then my website, henriettemantel.com. And, of course, you can buy the book on Amazon or on Barnes & Noble or on any of the book websites. And don't forget to watch InTheMiddleShow.com.
And
do you
have a Facebook fan page?
I don't know. Do I? Yeah, I'm not. I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out Facebook. I have a regular page. I just have a regular page.
All
you
right,
can go
well,
to that. Friend me.
They can go to that and post. You need to promote yourself more because you're doing all these great things, and I promote myself like crazy. If you go to 18 things, and anyway, you're promoted on all.
Okay,
these
I'll go
shows.
Look at yours, and I'll just copy. I'll copy whatever you're on, and
oh,
I'll.
Oh, wait a minute. I have. We have like copy mine. I'm promoting you. We have a radio show just that tuned in, Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Addict Headquarters. Hi, Betty Jo. Every Tuesday at 4 p.m., Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Addict Headquarters. Betty Jo, if you like, email me, and I'll get you Henriette's information because I think she'd make a good interview for your show. You know her from the Brady Bunch as Alice. So if you do a comedy segment, she's listening by phone right now. If you do a comedy segment, have Henriette on because it's been a great show. Henriette, this show will be available online. You can download it for free. You can embed it on a site if you want. It has embed me or whatever, embed it.
Oh,
it will
good.
Stay online, and people can download it for free on iTunes, so it stays up. So you also get a lot of service people listening across the seas listening. There's a chat room.
Cool.
And so this show is international, so hopefully we'll sell
some
books.
You know, I worked with Wayne Newton right when he came back from Iraq, and I said, Wayne, I said, thank you so much for entertaining the troops. I said, that was really great that you do that. And he goes, Henriette, thank you for thanking me.
Oh, isn't that nice? And can you believe that?
Yeah.
That's how fast it went. It's already down to our last minute. So we got Henriette Mantel. Go get her book, No Kidding, Women Writers on Bypassing Parenthood, a very good book. I'll get that review up today. It's edited by Henriette. And she's a great comedy. Go see In the Middle.
InTheMiddleShow.com.
InTheMiddleShow.com and check her out. And I want to see everybody at Strand. I'd be there, but I got a – oh, Kevin's a Friar. I got a Friar softball game tonight if it doesn't rain.
Oh, boy. Well, I hope it rains so you can come to the reading.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Sure. Thanks for calling in. What a great guest,
bye.
Everyone. Henriette Mantel. She's got a runoff and now write for a TV show. And it was great having her on. You can – those of you joining late can re-listen. It's going to be available for download or re-listening. And great guest, great book. She'll be at the Strand Bookstore tonight. So you want to check her out. Also, let me see, George Bender's show Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday at Dream Stream Radio, 4 p.m. Movieattic headquarters. I'm sorry you just tuned in. It was a pop-up show, unplanned. Marco, I love you, baby. I love you. You're terrific for always tuning in. I know I got you on the early side, but how do you know? You're just so good at finding my show. That was Henriette Mantel. Strand Bookstore tonight, 7 p.m. sharp. Buy the book, or you have to buy a book card because they're going to have free wine and stuff. So go check that out, 7 p.m. on 12th and Broadway. Very well worth seeing, everyone. Tune in. And Troy Shadow, do you have a radio show, Troy? What is up there? Somebody posted something now. I have to go check it out. I don't know how to do that. All right. Anyway, thank you for tuning in. Those of you that was Henriette Mantel. No kidding. Writers, women writers on bypassing parenthood. Okay, go check her out. And thank you for tuning in to my today pop-up show of Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio. Okay. So anyway, let's keep it moving on. And everybody have a good day. Thank you. This is Nancy Lombardo, Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio. I was, you're still on the line, huh? Well, people don't want to leave the chat room. So I think we need to find something to play us off on. Okay, let me have Soce or Sose. Lots of music going off. Again, no kidding.
Yeah. Huh. I am smaller than a piece of the dust. I am so fragile it should be illegal to touch. I can never grab a seat on the bus. I fall when it lurches and even when they leave it in clutch. But there's no reason to fuss because I got the freedom to be an individual human being, which is keeping me decently occupied with the choices that I make. You gotta stay on your toes and never be ungrateful to those who take on their own and shoulder responsibility. You got the power, choose your destiny. Never fear to be the leader in control of the band. You need to grab a hold of the stand. Keep them clapping, show your command. You can fall back, be three-dimensional. Play your position in this processional. Always stay professional. Life's got an ebb and flow, and you never know when it's your time. So remain prepared to go. Even though you might like to see it back. The nucleus, you got a lot of fuel. If you think this monologue is cool, tell a friend. I want to spread the message and I think it's relevant. An architect starts with a pencil and paper before he hires a committee to construct a skyscraper. The road that you travel is long and arduous, but you're not alone. You got a cadre of accomplices. Be a part of this everlasting community. You can change the world, stop acting confusedly. Plant one foot in front of the other. Many small steps turns you into a marathon runner. Gather your courage and face all adversity. You will be a great success. It certainly works for me. When you purposely turn the key, you unlock the universe. Let nothing hold you back. Choose to move and burst. Be the first, the greatest at whatever you do. So successful, you have to hire a separate crew to handle the ins and outs. But you go about creating, unleash your potency, make it devastating. Even though